In the heart of the state's smallest city, Dexter Street is Central Falls' main street. It's one of two major thoroughfares that bisect this community of nearly 20,000, packed into a little more than a square mile. Markets, restaurants, clothing stores, and bakeries dot the street, like Antigua Guatemala Bakery on the northern part of Dexter. Inside, shopkeeper Otoniel Juarez motions to several large glass cases full of enticing pastries and baked goods.
Central America bread, like Guatemalan, Mexican, that's our customers.
Central Falls is 60% Latino, according to the 2010 census. It's home to some of the state's highest populations of Colombians, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, and Salvadorians, among others. And though Dexter Street bustles with pedestrians, Juarez says business at the bakery isn't going that well.
No, just okay. Just getting by.
But Juarez says sales really plummeted in the midst of the recession.
I'm not very sure, but like 5 years ago, they went down.
Juarez says eventually it got so bad they had to let people go at the bakery. And it was the same story at other local businesses. Juarez says many Central Falls residents went elsewhere to find work.
People have to leave because there's no place to work here. They went to Massachusetts, they went where they can find a job.
Central Falls was hard hit by the economic recession, and the foreclosure crisis helped push the tiny city into bankruptcy in 2011. The state stepped in, appointed a court receiver, and has been monitoring the city ever since. Always a mill town, the city was disproportionately affected by the loss of American manufacturing jobs. In the last year, the shutdown of light bulb manufacturer Ostrom Sylvania eliminated another 90 jobs. Today, Central Falls has an unemployment rate of 7.7%, well above the state average. But in one way, the shops on Dexter Street are insulated from some economic woes, as they provide specialty products for their largely immigrant customer base. A few blocks down the street from Antigua Guatemala Bakery at a store called Latin Clothing, owner Maria Giraldo chats with customers. Giraldo says business is good. Her friend Eugenia Gutierrez translates.
Yes, for el area.
The neighborhood is good for the store because there is Latin people. The Latin people is unlike the products.
The bright shop is full of dresses and skirts and jeans, but the two say the top-selling item is sort of a slimming undergarment.
The Latin people is more sexy, and this is the product. It's very stretch in the body.
They're talking about Spanx, but a very specific kind of Spanx called fajas, which come from Colombia, and this store sells them. Dexter Street's economy is truly local, driven by the demands of the population. But being so dependent can be tough when nearly one-third of the residents live below the poverty line. Across the street from Latin Clothing, Maria Rodriguez works at Mi Pueblo Market, a small grocery store that carries produce and products from Central and Latin America. She says despite an improving economy, this year the winter made things especially bad.
Yeah, because there are a lot of snow. Some days we can open. The people doesn't want to go out because it was too cold. Most of our customer from walking, you know, was very hard winter.
Winter aside, Rodriguez says her customers don't seem to be feeling any economic recovery.
Because I work in a hair salon too, and I see from so many years ago, we had a lot of customers right now. We don't have like before. Most of the people, you know, they lost her work. They doesn't have money to the hair.
Rodriguez expects to see more people leave Central Falls if they hope to find work.
Most of the people, they want to leave from this state. And most from the city. Because this is a small city, you know, I have a lot of problem with the economy.
And in some ways, Rodriguez is right. Central Falls is still 2 years away from controlling its own budget. And as you drive down Dexter Street, as populated as it is, you'll notice no national stores or chains have popped up. Outside investment on Dexter Street has yet to take off, but city planner Steve Larrick says new stores are opening up.
We have very little vacancy on Dexter Street. There's a lot of energy and a lot of entrepreneurial spirit and small business owners that are getting creative with it, starting restaurants, small shops, small businesses that are, you know, focusing on serving the neighborhood.
At Antigua Guatemala bakery, Otoniel Juarez says he'll remain hopeful.
The best is going to be later. We're looking forward to the future.
And at the other end of Dexter Street, a brand new shop, Latinos Market, another small grocery store, has just opened up. And farther down Dexter Street, a new development is in the works. One city officials say it will include a national retailer, possibly a dollar store. It may be small, but it's a start. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.